Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, July 11th, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
The Voting Rights Act turns 60. Maryland puts it to the test. Voting rights in Maryland are facing challenges, particularly for Latino, Black, naturalized citizen, and working class voters. As we near the 60th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, the state is seeing efforts to restrict access to the ballot. Lawsuits like Maryland Election Integrity LLC v. Maryland State Board of Elections and Wright v. State Board of Elections are examples of attempts to sow doubt and limit voter participation. It's part of a larger strategy to suppress votes through legal means. However, there are efforts to fight back, such as a lawsuit challenging Maryland's primary system, and a federal lawsuit against Trump's executive order 14248. Maryland has an opportunity to lead by strengthening voting rights laws and investing in civic engagement. As we commemorate the 60th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act on August 6, 2025, the state must choose whether to uphold democracy or succumb to suppression tactics. Hobart Law launches new website to empower Georgia families facing nursing home abuse. Hobart Law, a Georgia-based law firm specializing in nursing home abuse and neglect, has launched a new website, georgianursinghomelawyer.com. The website aims to educate and empower Georgia families facing nursing home abuse, offering resources like a nursing home abuse warning signs checklist and a guide to Georgia nursing home laws. With over 15,000 nursing home residents in Georgia potentially facing abuse annually, Hobart Law's platform provides tools for families to recognize abuse and seek accountability. Led by attorneys William Bill F. Hobart and Joan M. Woolley, the firm offers personalized legal strategies and a deep understanding of Georgia's nursing home regulations to advocate for victims and their families. Visit GeorgiaNursingHomeLawyer.com for more information and resources.
DFW Car and Toy Museum debuts rare Benz patent Motorwagen replica, a glimpse into the birth of the automobile. The DFW Car and Toy Museum has unveiled a rare Benz patent Motorwagen replica, serial number 044, for visitors to experience firsthand. This meticulously crafted Motorwagen, produced by John Bentley and Sons Engineering in England, commemorates the 100th anniversary of Carl Benz's invention. The original patent Motorwagen, built in 1885, was the world's first automobile. The replica faithfully recreates this pioneering machine with a tubular steel frame, woodwork, and brass hardware. It features a 954cc single-cylinder engine, leather belt-driven transmission, and chain-driven rear wheels. Visitors can see the spring-mounted leather seat and tiller-style steering system, offering a hands-on understanding of early automotive engineering. The Benz patent Motorwagen replica, identified by serial plaque MBCC number 044, is a cornerstone addition to the museum's collection of rare vehicles and historical artifacts. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.